Well, it is so great to be able to have such a brilliant woman as Carol Borden, who breeds dogs, raises them, trains them at Guardian Angels Medical Service Dogs to be service dogs. When I have this topic of how long can a puppy hold her pee-pee? And why do I bring this up? Because it turns out that of the top 10 blogs I've ever written in my entire career, the one about how long can a puppy hold it is one that keeps bringing people in the door. So, Carol Borden, you are a master or a mistress, depending on if we want to be politically correct or incorrect, the mistress of many, many puppies who have all been housebroken in the way that you do it. And I think one of the things for people who get a puppy is knowing how long can a puppy hold it? And obviously, it depends. The age of the puppy is very much relevant, as well as the size of the puppy. So let's just talk in general about bladders and bladder control and when puppies actually get that, when they have control over those muscles.
Absolutely. You know, puppies really cannot hold very long. When you're talking about a young puppy, you will see a 6-week-old, 8-week-old, 10-week-old puppy. As soon as it wakes up, it takes a few steps and stops to tinkle. You know,
Yes,
it usually early on doesn't even make it to the newspapers or whatever you may have provided as that area for the puppy. But each week, there is such a rapid rate of development in puppies. It's incredible. That is absolutely our most intensive life stage. But that early stage, you have to remember that after every nap, during playtime, after every meal, it's almost like food goes in, comes out with your hands on these babies. And so you have to, if you are going to have a puppy, you need to understand the level of responsibility that comes with that instead of complaining down the line, down the road somewhere, that the puppy is having accidents and it doesn't listen and you've done all these things. But no, you haven't. Because if you haven't set the correct foundation through repetition and being Johnny on the spot, it doesn't do any good to come back to it after the fact. So if that puppy has to go, you need to be in the same room with it. It needs to be isolated from wandering off to any other rooms. And this goes for any age dog when you're housebreaking. And you need to make sure as soon as it wakes up, you pick up that baby and you take it directly to where you want it to potty. Because if you call it, it's still going to stop and tinkle because in its own mind, that's what it needs to do in the process of coming to you. So it's a little self-defeating. So pick up that baby. Always go out the same door, assuming you are training it to potty outside, and go to the same spot. And then set the puppy right there. Wait for it to sniff around for a minute, decide to potty, and praise it. Oh, good potty, good pee-pee, whatever elegant terms you want to use. And they'll catch on very quickly after doing this several times. Same thing when you're playing and you see the puppy turn around and start to walk away. You better pick him up and take him outside because he probably has to potty again. Once they get a little bit older, now let's say you're closer to 12 weeks, they should still go out after nap time. They should still go out after every meal, before bedtime, first thing in the morning. As soon as they hear you stir, they're going to be ready to potty too. So, you know, by the time they're 12 weeks old, they can hold a little bit longer. They could actually come to you if you call them and head outside with you and do their potty out there. But they still are going to need to go every couple of hours. And a baby needs to go more frequently than that. While it's sleeping, it's fine, but as soon as it wakes up, it's going to go potty. Now, as the dog ages, obviously his body is maturing, his organs are maturing. You know, everything about him is getting smarter, you might say. So, as the dog gets a little bit older, he can continue to hold longer and longer. So, you know, by 12 weeks, a couple of hours, maybe. By 4 months, definitely a couple hours, maybe 3 hours. By 6 months, oh, for sure, 4 hours. And then as an adult dog, I still like to let my adults out every 4 to 6 hours. You know, a lot of people think that it's okay if they're working and they have an adult dog that's housebroken. Oh, yeah, my dog is good. He doesn't potty while I'm gone. Well, let's think about how long he's actually gone, or how long you're gone and you're leaving him alone. So you have drive time to work. You're at work. Your drive time home. Is it really 8 hours or is it closer to 10 hours that you have asked that dog to hold? And I would turn the tables here and ask that human, how many times did you go to the bathroom in that 10-hour period?
Well said.
So
that's
why
a
would
really
you
good point.
Your dog to hold? Exactly.
That's a great point. How many times people take bathroom breaks? And sometimes with urgency. If you've had a cup of hot tea or you drank a lot of water because you worked out at the gym in the morning and you go to work, but you didn't sweat it out, you might have to pee really urgently. And that's how I think of puppies, that they're almost like a pitcher of water that's filled to the top. And you have to carry it very carefully outside because it's completely full. And it needs to empty right away. There's an urgency to it. It's not, well, I'll get up and make my cup of coffee and then take the puppy out. That's out of the question. I mean, they are just brimming with fluid because they're body is working correctly. You'd like them to pee frequently because that's what the bladder and the kidneys are supposed to do. But you make a really great point about trying to have people envision themselves in that situation, or you're on a car drive of 2 or 3 hours and you had a soft drink or a hot drink at some point, and suddenly you go, wow, we really need to find somewhere to stop to pee. That's 3 hours, and you're an adult and you have complete control, we hope, of your bladder muscles, but you feel that urgency. So, yeah, we're asking housebroken adult dogs to be in discomfort for a long time and just live with that discomfort. And because they haven't let loose in the house or cried or moaned, that's okay. They're like, what, a camel with their pee, but it doesn't work like that, right? I mean, it seems to work like that, but it's not really working. I think the other...
It can actually create medical problems for
absolutely.
Your dog, too, for
absolutely.
Holding too long.
Just like in people, it's not healthy. You know, just not a healthy environment for the body. So in talking about puppies, people get puppies, and they always are concerned with the chewing. Ooh, the puppy's going to chew up my house. Well, the puppy's going to pee and poo up your house unless you understand that it's going to be your job to be in control of that until the puppy's own body and brain can be in control of it. You're the master of that puppy's bladder and bowels. So it's all 100% on you. The puppy didn't have an accident. The puppy didn't make a mistake. The puppy's a little tiny baby. How many times, by the way, Carol, do people change their child's nappy? Right?
There you go.
Little infant humans just are pee machines. You know, and the miracle of modern diapers is that it's just this huge absorbent, you know, 10 pounds of pee by the time you take it off if you're on an airplane, because that little baby's just been peeing the whole time. You have a bottle, comes right out. So it's the same thing with puppies. And one of the points that you made was that during play. So in the dog Bible, I said the minute the dog wakes up, the minute you finish playing with the puppy, right before you feed, right after you feed, at night, and certainly during the night, you have to be near the puppy. So if the puppy cries to go out, you definitely get yourself out of that bed and take them out. But even during play, play can be very stimulating. So talk about that a little bit, because that's something that isn't mentioned. Think of little children on a play yard, little children, toddlers. You suddenly see them kind of grasping their groin and going, I got to go. Oops, I just went. And they're housebroken children, right? But the excitement, the adrenaline of playing stimulates all of your organs.
Well, and they typically wait too long because they're engaged in something else.
Exactly.
And suddenly the body is screaming at them. So when you're engaged in play, and this is something people don't tend to recognize, when you're engaged in play and the puppy's having a good time, but all of a sudden the puppy turns around and walks away, but he's not going to retrieve a toy, he's just walking away. They don't like to soil their immediate area.
Right.
We even observe babies with their eyes and ears still closed moving away from mama before they tinkle in their whelping box. So we know they want to move away. And so if you are engaged in play with the dog and he suddenly turns around and walks away, you better be Johnny on the spot and say, oh, do you have to go outside?
Pick him up.
Let's go.
Pick him up. And yeah, and dash to the door. This is not like a slow amble and answer a phone call on your way out. There's a real urgency.
Right.
Just think of yourself, you know, getting off that airplane where you've been trapped in your seat and drinking more fluids than you really needed. You really need
to. And let me say something else that's really, really important. It doesn't happen very often, but I have run into people that say, oh, well, it's not a problem because I only give my dog water at certain times.
Ooh, ouch. Ouch.
No, you absolutely need to have fresh, clean water available to your dog at all times, all times.
Yeah.
And we do not deprive them of water just to keep them from having an accident because we're going to be gone for a long period
Lordy.
Of time.
Oh, Lordy. I've never heard that. That is horrible.
Yes. We deal with a lot of people. And so
that
is something that we have heard. So please do not do that. Again, I turn the tables. Would you go 8, 10, 12 hours without drinking something? Then why would you expect otherwise of your dog? It's flesh and blood, just like you. It has the same needs. So be cognizant, be respectful of that.
That's a really good point. I have heard or suggested that when you're trying to get a puppy to hold it through the night, picking up the water at 5 or 6 o'clock is fine if you're going to go to bed at 9 or 10. That's okay if they've been drinking heartily throughout the day. You don't really want to give them a giant slurpee of water and then hit the hay because it's going to hit the bladder a lot sooner. So that's one thought. Just, you know, the pick up the water bowl at some point in the later evening to just make it easier on the puppy to get through the night. I mean, that's different than saying I'm not going to give them water during the day. The other issue, you raise these big, gorgeous, mostly black now German Shepherds who are your service dogs. But when we think about people getting all these crossbred poodles that are small, when you get a Maltipoo or a Cavapoo or all of these various poos, they're tiny dogs. And the smaller the dog, the smaller the bladder. And that's just a fact. So if a German Shepherd puppy's bladder at 8 weeks, which is when if you're getting a dog to be your puppy that you get from a breeder. In your case, it's not because they're all being trained, highly trained to do skills. That dog as a German Shepherd puppy at 8 weeks, which is 2 months, let's say the bladder is the size of, I don't know, a big Red Globe grape. They're small, but a Cavapoo or a Maltipoo, their bladder can be the size of a dime. They're really, all their organs are tiny. And Chihuahuas, a lot of these micro breeds, have all the organs have gotten really small too, so much so that when veterinarians have to do spay neuter or any other kind of surgery, they have to use pediatric tools. The dogs are so tiny, even when adult. So you're asking this little teeny tiny receptacle of this little teeny tiny puppy to hold it. It's pretty much like what you said. I mean, every hour is just going to have to be a given. Whether it's you put them down on pee pads, if that's how you're choosing to train your dog, which is, you know, really a transitional step that's probably not great for housebreaking, unless you plan on living with pee pads in your house for the rest of your life, which I guess some people in apartments do with small dogs. It's a choice, I guess. I hope it doesn't keep them from taking their dog outside to be a real dog or to be in touch with their real dogness. But the size of the dog, of the breed of the dog, or the mixed breed of the dog, it really does change how long the dog can wait. So there, in the dog Bible, I did put together a chart, not invented by me by any means, but at 8 weeks, a puppy can hold it for X number of hours, and at 10 weeks, 12 weeks, and so forth, until not only the bladder grows big enough to hold more fluid, but there's still the issue of the muscles that hold in the pee, because just like with a human infant, when they need to pee, they aren't forcefully peeing. It's just coming out of them. And same thing with puppies. It just comes out. It's a little faucet, right?
Right. So, yeah, it's very relaxed at that point because there's little control. There is a message that goes to the brain, oh, I have to go. And so they do. And so what we're doing with our puppies is setting a solid foundation. And so that's why it's very important to be watching them at all times, realize how frequently they do need to go out, and that little by little, and really very rapidly in the grand scheme of things, you have a dog that's going to live 10, 14 years, you only have to spend the first few months making sure they are properly housebroken, you're setting the proper foundation, and this is across the board for everything you expect from your dog. But if you just spend those first few months doing things correctly, you'll have all those wonderful years ahead of you that you've already done the foundation work. But if you fail to be responsible and recognize what your responsibilities are going to be in the success of this relationship, then you are going to have problems down the road.
Very well said. So how long can a puppy hold it? Not very long. If you want to get a puppy, you or somebody you pay or ask to take that puppy out with enormous frequency has to do just that. Think of it as your bladder, and you need to take care of it until the puppy can take control of his or her own bladder down the road. Carol, thank you so much. And to those of you who got puppies, I hope you're enjoying them. And I hope you're giving them their best life, not just letting them give you your best life by having them in it. Thanks, Carol.
Absolutely.